This is a trigger warning that the following podcast talks about eating disorders. If this affects you, please see the show notes for resources.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Recover with Ali podcast. Today, we are talking about comparison and why it's the killer of joy and recovery of your eating disorder. We will talk about why we compare ourselves to other people, how comparison affects your life, the effects of comparing yourself to other people, and of course, how to stop comparing yourself to others. Okay? As a huge part of eating disorders has to do for most people with the looks of their body, when one compares themselves to someone else in terms of their body, even their career, their lifestyle, their confidence, whatever it is, when there's a lack of self-love as well, comparison can be really destructive. It's horrible to be upset with who you are and wish to be someone else. We don't want to go through life wishing to be someone else. You can be inspired by other people and work towards getting characteristics of someone else. For example, if you notice someone is very ambitious and you want to be ambitious, go for gold. Go work towards being ambitious. It's great to be inspired by other people, but when I am talking about comparing yourself negatively, it is when you are putting yourself down for not looking like someone else or for not being like someone else. Feel inspired, learn and grow, but when it comes to a stage where your mental health is being affected because you don't have the same body shape as someone else, that is something that must be addressed and it must be stopped. And majority of the time as well, when someone is comparing themselves, they are usually comparing the qualities within themselves that they're not proud of or they feel that someone else has better of. And if you keep comparing, this is going to lead to unhappiness and having a low self-esteem and self-worth. You can start to believe that you're not good enough. And you can even start to resent someone else for the qualities that you wish you had that you see in them. So if you are looking at someone else that you know, or maybe online, and you're wishing you have their body because it looks better to you in your eyes. I'm sure it's a beautiful body. Everyone's body is beautiful. But you are looking at their body in order to put your own down. Let me be clear as well. The solution is not to then look for a faulting quality within this person. We will go over different ways to stop comparing yourself. But here's a hint for you. The other person has nothing to do with it. It comes down to you and your self-worth. And putting someone else down in some sort of way is not the way to go. Also keep in mind, though, that comparison is a very common human tendency. So if you've experienced comparison or are experiencing comparison, it is common. If you are using comparison to be able to better yourself and figure out areas in your life that maybe you can improve on without putting yourself down, however maybe self-reflecting, then good on you. But I am talking about the comparison that makes you unable to sleep at night and it feels like you were worthless, you were useless, and you will never compare to someone else. We don't want that. That is what is affecting your self-esteem and your self-love, because there is always room to improve on yourself. However, that does not have to be done in a way that is going to bring yourself down in the process. So there are two different types of social comparison that I'm going to mention, and I want you to think about whether or not one of these apply to you, or both. There is the upward comparison, and this is when you compare yourself to other people that you believe to be better than yourself. Or there's the downward comparison, when you compare yourself to people that you consider worse off than yourself. If you use the upward comparison in a way to evaluate your own life and, as I was saying before, get inspiration on areas where maybe you could improve on to better yourself. That is good because you are self-evaluating and, therefore, can then lead to self-improvement. However, if you are being driven by the downward comparison in a way to make yourself feel better about yourself at someone else's expense, this mindset could be worked on because you were trying to self-enhance. I'm sure there are areas where you could be better at something than someone else. However, knowing that you are better at something than someone else should not be what makes you sleep better at night. By all means, you can compare yourself against yourself to see how far you've come and what you can improve on and what you have improved on. Those that inspire you, if you're comparing yourself to see where you could improve as well, great! It is awesome to want to self-improve. However, comparison should be used as a tool to improve yourself, not feel relieved that someone else is worse off than you. So if you have been noticing yourself when you scroll through any sort of social media, or you look at other people, you see people, and instead of feeling inspired, you start to feel envious. You wish to be them, you wish to have what they have. Well, good you're here listening to today's episode, because this mindset needs to change. Use comparison to understand where you are in your life right now and where you aim to get yourself in the future. So remember that comparison will become what you make of it. Upward comparison can be used to inspire you having hope and motivation, and downward hope can help you be grateful. However, upward comparison can also make you envious, it can make you feel shameful and dissatisfied, and downward comparison can make you into a very judgmental person. Something else that I want you to keep in mind is, as we know, in most cases, social media is somebody's highlight reel. It's the highlights of people's lives. And I'm sure some people do post their down days, and good on them for that, because that is more uncommon than not. But to the majority that share their highlight reels, which they can because it's their personal pages, I just want you to keep in mind that this is their highlight reel. They are posting the fun and exciting parts of their lives. Okay. So what are some effects of comparing yourself to others going to do in your life? Well, besides the fact that it could give you anxious thoughts and negative feelings about yourself, it is also putting the focus on the wrong person. If you are not using comparison to motivate yourself and inspire yourself, and you are using it to bring yourself down and think you're lesser than someone else, this is taking the focus off of you and putting your focus towards someone that is not you. You cannot control another person. You can control yourself. And if you are wasting your time, your energy, and your thoughts on someone else, when you could be using that time, energy, and focus and thoughts to better your own self, well, what is there to gain? Focus on your own life and figure out what you can do to better your own life so that you aren't stuck comparing yourself to somebody else and feeling lesser than. Feel inspired. I will say it again. Feel inspired. There is always going to be areas in your life that you can improve. However, don't waste your time drowning yourself in guilt and shame when you were feeling these emotions, because maybe there is an area in your life that you could improve, or maybe there's some self-love you need to work on. But rather than actioning and trying to better your own life, you are using that energy being upset that you aren't someone else. And we cannot be someone else. We live the life in our skin and our head, and that's why we work to improve ourselves so that we can enjoy our life being ourself. A lot of the time as well, if you are comparing yourself, you are probably exaggerating terms to make yourself look extra bad and to make someone else look extra good. And you are a unique individual, and it's great to be unique. Embrace your uniqueness. Because keep in mind as well, if you really tried, I'm sure you will find endless ways to compare yourself to somebody else. You will find endless comparisons, and in return, you are constantly going to feel down. It is important to be focused on yourself and your own growth. Be inspired, be inspiring, but do not make yourself feel lesser than. So let us go over ways on how you can stop comparing yourself. Put these to action. First of all, if it is your body that you are comparing, I want you to start thinking about what your body can do rather than what it looks like. Of course, it is important to embrace your body and love what it looks like. And you can get there. The more self-love that you grow and the more that you prioritize your well-being, this will happen. However, a great place to start will be to think of what your body can do. Because a lot of the time, our body is taken for granted. Your body helps you live your life. In most cases, it allows you to walk. It allows you to breathe. It allows you to move. It allows you to feel. It allows you to have sensations. You can smell. You can hear. You can feel. You can physically feel things. It allows you to see this beautiful world. Your body is your home, and your body is helping you live and experience your life. And it should not be taken for granted, because it doesn't matter how much you weigh or the size of your stomach or how many flabs you have. This is still something you can do in majority of cases. And on top of that, in most cases, the people that you were comparing yourself to in terms of your body, you can probably do all of the same things with your body. Something else that is going to be very helpful to do is to unfollow all of those triggering accounts. Get them out of your radar. Get them out of your feed. Because even when you go scrolling, whatever time it is, and you look at that photo for 1 second or less, you are still consuming part of it. You have still provided some sort of focus on this photo. And I'm telling you, even if you just slip past it, it is going to go through your mind and it's going to remind you of what you claim you do not have. If you think you don't have the perfect body, you don't have the perfect house, the perfect partner, the perfect whatever, and you see that, it's going to affect you. And of course it's going to affect you as well if you focus on it, you look at it, and you stop and stare at the photo and wish that that was you, or you start comparing yourself to that person. Okay, so you know what you're going to do? Yes, that's right. You are going to unfollow all of those accounts. And if you can, in return, replace them with inspiring accounts. People that are going to uplift you, inspire you. And deep down, I bet you know the difference between what inspires you and what makes you compare yourself and put yourself down. You know the difference. So if you want to truly help yourself, you need to be honest with yourself and unfollow the accounts that you know are affecting you. I bet you know. I know you're a smart cookie. So go do that. So instead, fill your feed with positivity and inspiration. Go follow all of those inspiring quote accounts. Quotes are fun. I'll read you some at the end of this episode. But also remember, you can stick this around your home. You can tattoo it on your head. But never forget to keep in mind that you can always tell yourself things. But until you actually take action, changes will not be made. I love to give myself affirmations when I meditate. You know, I give myself the I am statement and also what I'm grateful for. And the more that I tell myself what I am and what I want to be, it feels very calming and I start to believe it more and more. But this is just a part of it. I am also meditating, which is an action itself, to put me in a calmer and less anxious mindset. I am also taking action in other tasks that help me action what I am and what I want to be. Like even cold showers. Cold showers help me feel resilient. And it's also great for your mental and physical health. So I am all for embracing and taking in all of these beautiful quotes. However, also always remember to take action to make these quotes your reality. It is great to feel inspired. It is great to feel empowered based off what you were reading. However, if you want it to truly be your reality, you need to take action. What I also want you to try to do is to start using your comparison as a way to make you feel motivated. So the next time that you realize that you were comparing yourself to someone, and something else that I want you to do, by the way, is to really try and make a conscious effort to be aware when you were comparing yourself. Okay? So the next time that you realize that you were comparing yourself, I want you to be able to acknowledge what it is that you were comparing and how you can turn this comparison into motivation. Now, if it comes to something like someone else's success in a new job, in any area of their life, and you're feeling envious because you're not quite there, try and feel inspired. Think about what they may have done to get themselves there. And of course, de-escalate this thought as to why are you feeling envious? What is it that you were comparing yourself? Do you not feel like you have success in this area? Is this an area that you want success in? And how do you think you can get yourself there? And why is it that you want success here? Ask yourself all of these questions, write it all down, and create an action plan as to how you can get yourself there. Feel inspired. Even ask this person if you'd like. You don't have to. Because at the end of the day, everyone ends up working differently, which is why we are all unique. Which is why comparison is the killer of joy, because you will never quite be someone else. And even if you end up getting success in a similar job or situation, it will still be different. Because you are different, you are unique, and that's great. Why would you want the exact same life as someone else? It is quite frankly impossible, because you cannot give the exact same dialogue unless you rehearse every single word that someone else has said, which I'm sure they won't even remember exactly what they said if you asked. But what I am getting at is that everyone is unique and not any single person's life is going to be the exact same. Every decision that you make affects what happens next. Have you ever found yourself wondering, what would have happened if I made this decision over the one that I did? What if I said this to something else that I said? It's kind of like when you see in those movies where they point out that you cannot talk to your future or past self because it's going to change everything in the present or the past, the future. Or they say you cannot go talk to this person or you cannot.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You cannot change some sort of outcome because it's going to change everything that happens after that. A great example of this is the movie Looper. I'll quickly read you the plot, but by the way, this movie is actually fantastic. It's got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I do not remember if I've said this before, but my boyfriend only lets us watch movies above 75% now because I have chosen some pretty horrendous movies in our time. However, sometimes he has too. So we watched some movie the other day that in the first few minutes, I knew it was going to be absolutely trash. And I spoke that. I spoke my truth. And we watched the whole movie anyways. And yep, I can say that I was right. It should have allowed us to bring the percentage back down to maybe 65 or 70 at least. So now it is great that he chose that film because now I cashed it in to watch something that I want to watch, Below the Radar, even if that is by 20, 30, 50%. All the way up to 0%. I don't care. I get to cash it in. Okay? But anyways, the plot of Looper is In the near future, the mob sends their victims back in time to get them executed by the loopers. Joe, one such looper, finds himself to be the victim of his own actions. Oh, I highly recommend this movie. Please go watch it. And it'll probably make more sense as well when I'm saying, oh, I almost forgot the point I was getting at. When you were having all of these questions, when you were asking yourself, what if I made this decision over that one? I think what I was trying to get at is that we cannot change that. What's done is done. It would be cool if we could go back in time, but honestly, no. Not really. Because now we get to learn from the choices that we've made. If there is a decision that we made or an action that we took that we wish we did differently, we cannot change that. So we can learn from it instead. And every decision that we make affects what happens next. So if you haven't liked a previous decision that you made, use what you have learned to make a better decision in the future. The same way that if you notice that you were comparing yourself to people, the same way even with your eating disorder, if you are upset with the decisions that you've made that have led you to your eating disorder, that cannot be changed. But what you can do is learn from the decisions that you made and the mindset that you were in, and choose to give yourself a better life and a better mindset than you have previously had or are having right now. That is up to you. It is still in your power. And your now, your present moment, is the most important place you can be, because we cannot go back in time. We cannot get back lost time. And that's why the now is so important, because it can change everything. It can change your future. The decisions that you make today can either give you a better tomorrow, or it can keep you living like the past. It's up to you. Something else that is going to help you stop the comparison is to be aware of what is triggering you to compare. Social media is not the only thing that is making you compare yourself to others. It is also your self-esteem, your self-love, the way you feel about yourself, and the way you feel about your life. It is very important to be self-aware if you expect to see changes. So have a think. Are there people in your life that make you feel down? Are there people in your life that try to make you feel lesser than? Is there a specific place or even a song, a movie that makes you feel down? If you expect to see change, you need to be aware of what it is that you are changing that is going to help you stop comparing yourself. So then once you are actually aware of what it is that makes you compare yourself, get real and get honest. Ask yourself those heavy-hitting, honest questions that you need to ask. If it is your body size that you keep comparing, ask yourself, what would getting a different size body help you achieve? What will help you accomplish in your life? And get the answers that you have from this list, and then ask yourself, why are these things important to me? Why does this matter? I'm sure you could have had a bunch of reasons as to why a different body size would matter. But then look deeper than that, and for every single reason that you were able to list that explains why you want a different body size, you need to then be able to answer for each of them and say why that matters to you. And let's say you wanted a different body size because you believe it will help you be a better person. Well, then ask yourself, does my body size even matter in helping me be a better person? If my end goal is to be a better person, does my body size actually impact this? And be real, be honest, because these heavy-hitting questions can actually help you realize where your priorities are, what your end goals are, and if you were even focusing on the right areas to get yourself there. And if you feel that you need to compare yourself to be able to improve, how about you try comparing yourself to yourself? Use your past self as your comparison. Think about where you were before to where you are now. Think about where you were from years ago to a month ago to last week until now. What changes do you see there? Are you able to compare yourself and see a positive growth? And think about a graph, think about cryptos. It's not always going to go straight up. It's going to be very volatile. So it's okay if you notice that there were better areas in your life, better times, and it could have gone from being more positive to, you know, maybe had a bit of a downfall and then back up and then repeat. Whatever it is, everyone's graph will be different because remember, you are all unique. But the end goal is to be proud of your growth. We all have setbacks, but they can be temporary or they can be your life. It all depends if you choose to work on the areas or the mistakes you've made, choices you've made, and you realize you want to be better than that, or there's something you wish you did differently, and you have the choice to be better next time. That is up to you. And if you notice that maybe you were having a better year last year, think about what it is that makes you feel like you were in a better place then, and how you can use what you've learned and bring that into your future. But also keep in mind that we go through stages of our lives where we could have believed that we were happier. Like, for example, maybe you've gotten rid of some bad habits. Maybe you've stopped the vomiting. Maybe you've stopped restricting the food. And maybe you're currently in recovery and you were fighting your eating disorder to stay on the recovery track. And you're looking back at your past and you're thinking, oh, it was just easier when I could take the food back out of me or restrict and not have to worry about fighting against my eating disorder. But just keep in mind, by the way, that you were always fighting your eating disorder, just in a different way. But when we are in a different mindset, we also perceive happiness in a different way. So as you grow, your priorities will change. So you may look at some past experiences and think, I was having so much fun then, and I'm sure you were. But as you grow, your priorities change, your lifestyle may change, and therefore what used to make you happy may not be the same type of happiness that you were looking for now. And it's okay to think that you were happy back then, and it's okay to miss that happiness in some sort of way. But it is also important to focus on where you are now and where you want to be, and whether or not the happiness that you used to have is going to bring you joy in the long run. And is it going to bring you joy for the person that you want to be and the life that you want to live? And I also want you to make a list, another list, but this list is about all of the things that you admire about yourself. And these traits that you admire about yourself have absolutely nothing to do with your body size or your appearance, because there is so much more to you than what you look like. And if you struggle to know what that is, this is the perfect exercise for that, on top of growing your self-love, because you need to know that there is more to you than your body. And dig deep if you have to. Ask people that you admire and that you know loves you, regardless of what you look like, and ask them what it is that they admire about you. Find the beauty within you so that when you're looking at someone else's body or you're looking at someone else's life, you can also know that the qualities that you have can get you places, but they can only get you so far. What's going to get you further, what is going to get you to where you want to be, is actually actioning. And you know what else you should be doing? Celebrating other people's wins. Because if something that you were struggling with is comparing yourself to others, and you're feeling that resentment when they achieve something new or they have something that you don't have, celebrate it. And even if it feels very forced, just practice it. And to make it more genuine, you should practice it in front of yourself first. Don't be like, oh, wow, congrats. Good on you. I'm glad to hear. No, that just sounds like a bunch of bullshit. That does not sound genuine. So you want it to be genuine. You want your celebrations to come from a place of love. So truly try to feel it. Be happy for someone else's accomplishments as you would hope someone would be for yours. You need to be your biggest supporter. Never forget that. But spread that love that you should be having for yourself. Spread it with other people's and feel happiness and genuine admiration for someone else's success, because that's going to help you realize that they are one person and you are your own person. And every win should be celebrated. And that win should be celebrated independently from the other, because you were two different people. It is two different wins. It is nothing to be compared. So when you notice that you were comparing yourself, remind yourself that you were good enough. Think of your current successes, and a success is even working against your comparison and working towards self-love, regardless of someone else. Think of past successes that you've had. Ask yourself, are you generalizing? Are the aspects that you were comparing yourself even 100% the truth, or are some of them assumptions? Like, for example, if you were envying someone else's life, do you even know the entire picture? Probably not. But besides that, you should be just focused on your own process. So instead of focusing purely on a goal, focus on the progress that is going to get you to that goal. Redirect your energy to you. You are what is important, and you need to keep consistently practicing all of these habits that we talk about in every episode And you need to be consistent because consistency is the key. You need to practice and you need to keep pushing through and fighting not only your eating disorder voice, but your mindset that is telling you that you aren't good enough. That mindset can bugger off, and that can be done by working on yourself and actioning better habits and actioning change in your life that is going to get you to where you want to be. So before I get into the quotes of comparison that will help you realize it's not worth it, remember to think about what your body can do, unfollow what is triggering you, and to fill your feed instead with positivity. Be aware of what your triggers are and how you can avoid them.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Compare yourself to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Make a list of what you admire about yourself and get other people's input on that as well. Celebrate other people's wins. And with that, you're going to find inspiration without comparing, which will also help you compete less and appreciate more. And of course, admire the process, not just the end result. And now, thank you to the power of Misfits for today's comparison quotes. The first one is, don't compare yourself to others. There's no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it's their time. This quote is by someone unknown. Another one is, sometimes the grass is greener on the other side because it's fake. That's by unknown as well. Another is, look in the mirror rather than your neighbor, by Frank Sonnenberg. Another by unknown is, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Ooh, I really like this one. Another by an unknown person says, every minute you spend wishing you had someone else's life is a minute spent wasting yours. A quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson is, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. That's right, Ralph. Stephen Furtick says, the reason we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind the scenes with everyone else's highlight reel. That's what I'm talking about, the highlight reel. Zen Shin says, a flower does not think of competing to the flower next to it. It just blooms. Regina Brett says, don't compare yourself to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. Steve Jobs says, our time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Shannon L. Alder says, personality begins where comparison leaves off. Be unique. Be memorable. Be confident. Be proud. Another unknown person says, the fastest way to kill something special is to compare it to something else. Another one says, I'm too busy working on my own grass to notice that yours is greener. Another one says, life is the most difficult exam. Many people fail because they try to copy others, not realizing that everyone has a different question paper. And I will leave you with that. Go grab a piece of paper, go make a beautiful Word document, or presentation or some sort of design where you can print all of them out, post them all over your walls, post it in the shower so you can read it every time. Put them anywhere that you find yourself always being around. Put it somewhere that is going to be a friendly reminder to you that you were focused on your own journey. And as Steve Jobs says, our time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. And with that, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Love you. Stay tuned for next episode. And remember to recover with Allie.